Hi, Helen Jatan here from the Art of Preparation, helping homeowners with home staging when selling their homes. Today's episode is on staging a bedroom. And I'm not talking about a master bedroom, I'm talking about the kids' bedrooms or spare guest bedroom. So focus on the master first and then work your way on the other bedrooms. These bedrooms need to be gender neutral. So if you have a girl and it's hot pink bedroom, it's all great and cute and all. But what if the potential buyer does not have any girls? So it's not about the personal colors that you might love or your daughters might love. It's about your potential buyer. So I would repaint those rooms in a neutral color so either a boy or girl could use it. You want to keep furniture to a minimum, keep it simple. And maybe with some a mirror artwork, something simple that any age group would like, whether they're 4-year-olds or 10-year-olds or 15-year-olds. You got to keep that in mind. Bedrooms are basically for sleeping. So if you do have a larger room, you can maybe do a little study area in it if you have the space, like a work desk or something, or I don't know, arts and craft table or something like that. But keep it as a bedroom with simple nightstand lamp. If you have enough for two, that's great. Maybe if two single beds, you can put one nightstand in the middle. but I would talk to your home staging professional. And at the consultation, when you book that, they'll let you know what needs to stay and what needs to go. So, tip number important for bedrooms, keep it neutral. For boys and girls or guests. So maybe they don't have kids, but they like that bedroom to look like a guest bedroom. So keep it simple. Thanks a lot.